Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Zachary Pins, Adina Adriana Ciara, Griesley, Ash Sullivan, Jenna Nolt, Erica Kvistad, Brady Forsberg, Lorna M, Rose Marie Wong. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to episode 111 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast.
Real numbers!
Yeah, all right. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Well done, Alex. It's Ben Meredith.
Brie Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
And Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Grizzoldrick Act Amsterdam.
Hamitullah Harun Al-Taham.
Sasha.
And Azu.
I'm just saying, if I'd have said 111, there's less ambiguity.
111.
It's not 111.
How is there less ambiguity with 111?
Too many syllables in 11. 11, there's like three syllables.
One-ulti-single.
For two digits. One-ulti-single. Oh, so, dear. Yes, we're in episode one-ulti-single, which I love,
yeah,
by
I
the
know.
Way.
I know, Lid.
I changed, I flip-flopped. So, in one-ulti-single,
I'm almost sad that they stopped recording video now, because there aren't sounds
so in,
to come up with.
So, in one-ulti, in one-ulti nothing, you all
God!
Fell into a hole. And then in presumably in one-ulti single, we are going to pursue that story. So, at the moment I have Hamid and Grizzop more than a mile, more than probably like a couple by the end of it, down a pipe.
That's cool, Ben. You're taking
looking at
all
the equivalent of underground water
characters river. Down sewage pipes.
Yep.
Meanwhile, I have a lovely barbecue with yeah. Azu and Sasha and Oscar Wilde out on the glass plate.
Yeah, we're trying to fry an egg on the hot, toasty volcanic ground.
Let's deal with that first.
Yeah.
Barbecue time.
Tasty.
I would like to try and talk to Wilde.
Okay.
And make him take care of himself.
Have you tried improving your self-care? Yeah, good idea.
Do you even treat yourself with kindness?
Bro.
I feel like I need this. So as it gets role played, like this is something that so, we're all cut it out as a separate thing.
So Wilde's there again. He looks immaculate, shocker, and he's just there, very, very
got
still.
A portrait in an attic somewhere,
and he's just staring off into the distance. He's basically on another planet, it seems.
Is he eating some of the food that I've fried for him?
I'm kind of assuming that the food is frying now.
Okay.
Yeah. Just as a bit of flavour.
I would like to go and sit near too.
So she's just going to be like prodding. She's only using daggers.
Of course.
Those are the only cutlery that she has. So she's like, she's mashed up some of the rations into burger shaped things.
Don't use the ice dagger.
And then is like flipping them with daggers. So it's basically like knife tricks, but for food.
Nice. Yeah. It's like a teppanyaki bar.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, continue.
Yes, I would like to go and sit near Wilde. We don't know each other very well.
Nope.
The others don't seem to think that you're yourself.
Let's be honest, the others don't really care. But that's fine.
I'm not sure that's true. Grizzup seems to care.
Yeah, Grizzup does seem a lot of things.
Say what?
What does that mean?
Nothing. What can I do for you, Azu?
Just wanted to see how you are.
I'm fine. How are you?
You don't seem fine. That's all.
Okay. Good to know. Thank you, Azu.
If you need anything, like to sleep for a few days or eat several thousand calories, I can try and help.
Thanks. He gives you his best sort of withering, not complacent. What's the word I'm looking for?
Patronizing?
Yeah,
condescending.
Thank you. He gives you his best condescending smile, which, because of the glamour, it's really good. Like, it's someone in their prime looking fabulous, just going, really condescending. I think I'm fine.
If you say so.
Burgers up!
Excellent.
I'll bring you one.
I'll bring my own, thank you.
They're very hashed together from trail ration. Like, basically, ration stuff shaped into whatever. But there were some eggs, just coincidentally, I've decided canonically.
Ah, so. Some good canon eggs. I love some canon eggs.
Canon eggs, yeah. So it mashed up.
Boom! Yeah. Done.
There you go. Hey! Basically, like, mashed up sausage on a biscuit with an egg on top.
I'd go for one of those right now.
It's basically an Egg McMuffin.
That's
true, actually.
Yes.
Fantastic.
We're only serving these till noon.
Wilde begins to tuck into an Egg McMuffin.
Azu also tucks into an Egg McMuffin.
Yay! Oh, I want to say, Wilde, about the being alive thing is good, so thanks for your... part in that. That was good.
Good to hear some vital information from you.
Yeah, well, alright. Good. So, you know, hope you enjoy being mean like that. Like, was that good for you there? Being mean like that?
I mean, people say I'm the life of the party.
What? Are you sure?
Kind of.
That actually, yeah, that throws Wilde. They're not going to bother with any rolls for that. He just gives that frown of, that's not how puns are meant to be received. They're meant to be loved or hated. That's an incorrect response. Input not accepted.
I don't know what kind of parties you go to, mate, but you should go to better ones.
Wilde just kind of opens his mouth to give a pun, just draws nothing because he's on his absolute last legs.
Yeah,
and it's just like, sure.
Let's be honest, like, neither Azu nor Sasha, for different reasons, really pick up on the wordplay.
I know.
Right?
Like, it's falling on deaf ears, and he's as exhausted as he can get before things start going wrong.
Azu's too kind, and Sasha's too. Sasha.
I'm going to jump to the pipe.
Okay, so we're standing at the end of the pipe looking into this.
So. Into the best description I can give you is
artificial cavern.
Yeah, cavern. Let's. I'm gonna build it by layers, and that's the best I can do for you without proper checks. Okay, which is I want you to give yourself a stereotypical like underground cavern deal. Not huge. We're talking, you know, like maybe 30 foot across tops this body of water. You can't see the bottom of the water, obviously, and the roof is maybe 15 foot up, 10 foot up. There's walkways on the far side of it. There's actually a walkway on this side of it. You can tell that the water level's probably lower than it used to be because the walkway seems, like, you know, disproportionately high relative to, you know, where the water is now, if you were going to have any use from it. In terms of the roofing, you can see that there's the occasional metal reinforcement. So this canyon, again, your check that said, yeah, it looks like they've probably retrofitted a existing, like, underground course. Seems sensible enough. It's a fairly major project, but I can't give you more.
So the walkways, like, do they just extend out in the two directions? Is there any sign of doorways
from
in
the
visual range?
From the length of Grizzop's dark vision and your dancing lights, they just...
I can literally send the dancing lights off and around.
But how far can you send them? I thought it was only like 90 foot.
But that extends my dark vision.
True. That's why I'm sort of asking the range of dancing lights.
170 foot.
Okay, no, yeah, actually. Both of you, once you... It takes a while to cast around. In terms of heading downriver, it just seems to just go off. In fact, the walkways on one side just stops. You know, it just hits a end.
Sure.
It's clearly just a maintenance route. In the opposite direction, more or less right at the edge of where the combined, you know, dark vision into light, into etc., etc., like, so Grizzop can see it, you won't be able to, Hamid. You do say that both of the walkways have a crossover, but also those stairs then continue up on the far side, if you see what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a sort of come down bridge to the side that you're on, or carry on down and you're on the walkway at the opposite side.
Well, there's stairs up, so it's obviously connected to some sort of facility, which means we should probably have a look what it's doing, especially if it's been siphoned off for naughty things.
Yeah, I mean, but if it's a larger facility, we should
get the others.
Get everyone else.
Yeah, well, we know it's like it's only a couple of miles, so as we'll be able to, like,
and the space, you know,
tough it out.
How easy would it be to get from the end of this pipe onto the walkways? Are they designed to have access? Or?
Yeah, comparatively easy. Okay. Because the water levels are, again, not where you'd expect and blah, 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 it, at first glance, it's like, oh, this is going to be more difficult. But then you notice there's literally, like, access ladders from the walkway down to where you are. And all it is actually a case of reaching out to a ladder. I mean, it's slippy, but to the point where you can all still take 10.
Yeah. And the walkways are larger, like...
They're proper walkways. Metal grills, metal grated, so you could see through, but that you could walk two abreast. Like, these are built for humanoid-sized people. Azu, if you were to get out, for instance, if Azu was to get out the other side and up onto the walkway, could put all her armour back on and get around comfortably.
Okay, great. Oh, yeah, let's go get the others then, I guess.
All right, bring them back here. So I'll stick here just to make sure nothing tries to... It, well, just monitor it, right?
Yeah, good idea.
You go, and then I'll see you back here in, like, well, no, hour or so.
Yeah, okay.
It turns back up and Grizzop's there in a, like, floaty, like, rubber ring splashing around.
Oh, yeah. Having a great time.
Having his annual bath.
Whoa! That is totally something that Hamid would think in character.
And then be like, oh, I couldn't make that
and
joke.
Then
but it was fun.
Not quite say it.
It sounds like Bertie would say.
It does.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Hamid thinks that kind of thing.
He's Bertie with a filter.
Mm.
Really?
Harsh.
Absolutely.
Well, you're the one who said it.
Totally is, though.
So, jumping back to Azu, Sasha, and Wild. So, I'm just going to jump ahead to a bunch of time has passed. And he's just decided that he's been trying out puns. He's just been dropping them randomly just to see if people notice or care.
No, but Sasha will get some of them.
Like, I'm literally just saying what he has been doing for this time is he's not even trying to do it to be cruel. But he's just starting to get a bit fascinated with it's just going wrong.
But that's the thing. It could end up being, like, depending on how he does it, it could be something that Sasha and him end up enjoying. Mm. That's the thing. If you want to role play it, it could go either
way. Okay, you know what? He's been getting steadily hacky.
Yeah.
He'll have tried on Azu, and obviously Azu's just kind of like...
Well, like, if you do a pun with Azu, she will ask you a genuine inquisitive question.
And that's the problem. Like,
Azu,
he's abandoned trying with Azu,
okay.
And he's now just arbitrarily, to pass the time, has been just working on puns with Sasha as a way of passing the time. So we're talking like us at our worst.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to jump ahead to, like, you know, let's say you've arbitrarily got onto, like, you know, metal puns, and he's like, well, you know, studying metals takes an iron will.
Yeah.
And he's just kind of...
It does.
And then you...
Like, I mean, that's a good copper, eh? Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Coppered out there, right? Wonder when the others are going to be back. I mean,
maybe you should steal yourself.
Yeah.
Like, this is genuinely the closest thing to recuperation that he seems capable of.
You know, ironing. We could do some ironing while they're while they're there.
He winces a bit, but he's still on board.
We could send them some chain mail, right? Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. It'll be difficult to get the filing together.
Oh, that's good. You're nailing it.
Oh, he seems genuinely happy with that one.
Yeah.
At which point you two finally come out at the bottom of the sinkhole. Oh, I'm no, sorry, sorry.
Thank goodness.
Hamid, you come out the bottom and I'll let you have caught the tail end of that.
Hey, guys. Everyone all right?
Yeah.
Have you sobered up?
Yeah, fine.
Okay, just double checking.
I mean, that was yesterday. Literally.
It feels...
As you get older, Hamid, these things hit you hard. Like metal. Metal hits hard.
He just holds up a... Nearly. Nearly.
I don't know what's been happening.
Cool. So, on the end of the pipe, there seems to be the entrance to some sort of underground facility. There's an underground river, and there's walkways over it and stuff. So I know it's a bit of more of a squeeze for you two to fit down the pipe, but we think, you know, the pipe seems very featureless, and once we get to the other end, we can get onto the walkway, and it'll be fine.
All right.
Wilde just sort of calls down from the top, obviously. It's probably not a good idea for me to come with you. Everyone heading down into the spooky tunnel at the same time means there's, you know, no one to tell the tale, as it were.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's probably worth me going back, as I suspect the entirety of Damascus may have just seen Apophis, you know, turn up and glass a place.
Oh, yeah. They might want an explanation.
I might have to deal with that. It's not exactly a ice contact with Sasha staple event. So, yeah, I'm probably going to...
You should be adamantine with them that it was not really a dragon.
Yeah. Wild super chuffed. Yeah. Wild super happy with this development. Yeah. I think I'm going to head back and deal with that.
I meant adamant. Did you get that?
I did. Yeah. I did. I like that.
Okay. All right, cool.
These jokes are gold.
Oh, that's... How do you guys do it?
Just his face just drops and he just looks at Hammond and shakes his head just a little bit.
Hammond smiles.
Will you make sure to go to sleep?
Sure, why not?
Do look after yourself, Oscar. You can't keep going forever.
It'd be really inconvenient if you died and we had to do all the paperwork instead.
Wilde sort of just starts walking off, clicks his fingers, and then the illusion of a fireworks display appears over the hole that just says, like, Wilde's fine! Stop asking! And then he just walks off to the road.
I think that's the nearest we'll ever get to him admitting he's not fine.
Yeah. Are you going to be okay in the pipe, Azu?
Yes.
If you take all your armour off and stoop, your shoulders will be brushing the top, but you can sort of... Again, you can do it, but it's like you'll be slow because you'll need to brake because of the cramps and so on, and you will be kind of grinding a little bit across the top. I don't mean physically hurt, but you know that sort of just feeling your hair kind of brushing the top of it the whole way.
Good thing she doesn't have any hair. Okay.
yeah, good point.
She hasn't got claustrophobia either.
That'd be super bad.
Yeah, real bad.
Sounds almost designed.
If the rest of you are going, then I will as well.
Okay.
So this is the kind of thing where sometimes, it's actually just sort of game design 101, sometimes you'll get a GM who will push for a sort of save on that one. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to, because I don't believe in sort of doing that kind of save where you are deciding to proceed, unless like something comes along and prompts like a, I don't know, say there was a cave-in, that's different. But as a just walking along, that kind of thing, I don't believe in it. Some people would be like, no, you're too scared to do the thing.
So
I don't...
just quickly, you've been very, very neutral and non-judgmental. A boring GM will ask for a check.
I mean, I couldn't possibly make a quality statement.
I can.
I mean, Pathfinder's such a perfect system in every way, it doesn't really allow for boring GMs. So, anyway, you're heading in. Yes or no?
Yes.
Marching orders, just so I know.
Azu will bring up the rear.
Okay.
Partly to look out for everyone and also, like, if she wants to run out.
And who's at the front?
I'll go at the front again. I'm going to
stop them from getting lost.
Repeatedly casting dancing lights.
Then Sasha will follow Hamid because she can't see in the dark.
Yep.
So
okay, that all holds together. Cool. You head along. I am just going to give you a flavour description of it. For everyone else, it's a long tunnel. Sasha, it's about as tall as you can walk kind of without hunching or anything, but it's about as small as it could get before you would have to start kind of altering the way you're walking, really. But
it's relatively spacious for, you know.
Again,
for,
this is kind of, yeah, it's vaguely comforting.
This is all
the piping's
right.
In good condition.
It's nice when you've got edges to back against.
obviously, Hamid's already done this. Azu.
Yes.
The phrase, no, you know what? Never mind that.
Is there anything more unsettling?
Not pleasant. I'm going to start with, I would say it is an open ordeal, and it's as close as it can get without me having to do a check for you.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where if you don't want to admit it to everyone, this is a, I can do this. But the issue is it just won't stop.
Yeah.
Because you can't go quickly, and you're covering like 2 miles, maybe?
Yeah.
At kind of shuffling pace. So you're talking, you know, an hour and a bit at least, probably more. The thing with time when you're that kind of scared is it feels very slow.
Yes, it does.
Never seems to end. But I am going to jump ahead too. You are capable of making it. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's really, really not pleasant at all. Mm-hmm. The only saving grace is that you don't feel yourself getting deeper underground. You're actually slightly going up, not down.
Yeah.
That's the only saving grace.
Do we hear, like, heavy breathing? And is the fear
I leave that to
us.
Helen's description.
Hmm. Okay. Well, she definitely has to stop every now and again because that is going to hurt, even for.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like, it's an endurance test to just sort of.
Yeah.
Keep slogging on.
She is going to do her best not to show any visible sign of being like really, like really, really uncomfortable in like all the ways that are possible to be uncomfortable in. But you can't see in the dark, can you?
No.
So you can't see her face.
I can only see a head where there will be dancing lights.
And as far as you're concerned, it's fine.
Cool. Grand.
You make it to the other end of the tunnel.
Good.
You open out into the tunnel as you saw it. What's Grizzop doing?
Because
you've had a decent length of time to do stuff if you want.
He's just sitting on the edge of the pipe, swinging his legs.
Sitting on the edge of the pipe.
Oh, great! An underground river again. These always end well for us.
Watch out.
As he stretches and, like, there's audible cricking and cracking. Of course.
That's just really boring in here. Nothing's happened.
Yes, boring.
Well, I mean, that's good in a way. All right, anyway, up the ladder we go.
Yep.
I'm going to jump to the ladder.
Yep. I'm just going to have everyone take 10.
Yep.
Okay.
Like, I can't be bothered doing checks to have people wash, to then be rescued, to then come back up. The river isn't like a torrent. It would be boring. You make it to the walkways easy.
Okay.
Let's go up.
It's so much easier, you know, dealing with the sort of underground river system when you're not in the pitch dark and yeah. There's actual walkways.
Having lights makes a real difference.
And nothing's hunting me as well.
Yeah.
At least not that I'm aware of.
Well, we're the hunters in this situation.
Real bonus, I've got to say. Right, Azu, isn't this just great?
Yes.
Well, did he just actually go and get some rest?
Yeah, we hope so.
Well, imagine
he's headed off.
Hmm.
So are you heading over the bridge, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Okay.
To the sort of like up.
Yeah. Seems straightforward.
Yeah, let's keep going on what seems like the straightforward path.
You head up the stairs, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Okay, head up the stairs. You reached a... Hold with me, guys. Closed door.
Gonna check it for traps.
Good idea.
Oh, get you. Give me the check.
I forget. Well, disabled device, isn't it? It goes with it. Yep.
To find a trap.
Perception. Perception.
Oh, perception. Oh, gosh, it's even higher.
Life's hard. Life's hard. Times are hard for the GM.
27.
27?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a trap!
There is a trap.
Yay!
Good work.
Gonna disable it.
Give me the disable device, Joe.
Woo! Oh, that's a natural 20.
Oh, that gets worse.
Plus 15.
That's so bad for me.
That's 35.
Yay.
That's so bad for me. That means you can harvest things from it.
Winning!
It was a gold trap.
Yay!
So...
are they worth 6,000 pounds? Because I am short exactly that amount.
It's worth a decent amount.
Ooh.
The trapdoor is a sort of, you know, you're climbing up to a trapdoor. Mm. For what it's worth, it isn't like a wooden one, it is metal.
What is it worth, Alex?
Bear with me.
Yeah.
You could actually sort of see through it, which is why the trap is a bit as in it's a grilled one. You're like going climbing up into a walkway. Right, yeah. So that's why the trap was quite clever. Yeah. Is that you wouldn't assume there was a trap there because you could see through and assume it was just walkway with a lock. But then you actually see that with the lock, sort of disguised within it, it looks, you're like, that's a very large lock, but I can see that the latch is very small. Disguised within it is basically a poison release system. Specifically, you realise that the lock itself has been coated in poison, and then there's a vial within it that would sort of shatter and spray out if anyone was to undo the lock without first sort of basically just doing a simple check.
Lads, so if you look here very closely, lads, you can see a very
I'm standing back, safe distance.
Very lovely little poison trap here.
Oh yeah,
it's really quite intricate. But don't worry, I'm better. I mean, it's good, but I'm better. That's what I meant to say.
Good work, Sasha.
Yeah, nice one.
Yeah, right.
Does anyone have any way of identifying poisons or potions?
Knowledge nature.
Yes, knowledge nature would work in this specific case.
19.
Yeah. Okay. It's twister root. So twister root is a naturally occurring poison. If you want to make it a proper poison, you kind of, you know, you strengthen it, but you don't have to, like, do anything weird to get it. It's a contact poison. It has mechanically a fort save attached to it that's like 16-ish. Yeah, standard poison. It takes a minute to sort of kick in, but then what it does is it proceeds to just do mounting dex damage over and over and over again.
It's a really good one that I didn't get hit by that.
It will never kill someone, but what it is excellent paralytic. Is to incapacitate someone slowly so that they don't notice. So like the first one, they'd be like, oh, they're getting a little bit fumbly, but you would not notice. And it gets worse and worse and worse till you just fall over, and then people can come collect you
Alex
later.
Alex is a little bit miffed that he didn't get to use.
No, I'm super happy with you, and it's a really useful poison for you to have.
Oh, we should keep that.
Yeah,
all right.
Oh, okay.
What one, I would say one, is it isn't times. Something that you chuck at someone and then it's like, haha, and they fall over. It's way more insipid.
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing where, like, if this trap isn't monitored, someone...
I don't think you mean insipid.
I think you mean insidious.
Insidious, sorry, yeah. I do mean insidious.
Insipid means boring, doesn't it?
I mean, basically, it's a good thing to assassinate someone with. Because,
yeah.
And then they'd probably fall down the stairs and...
Let's put it this way, especially when people are hanging around lots of water and things like that.
Yeah. But also, you know, if you get them... You get
them. The trap was meant to hurt someone!
But also, if you know...
Imagine poisoning the water supply.
Oh,
no,
it's a contact poison.
He meant more like if you're around water, you'll fall in.
And Grizzop knows now. Like Grizzop, you know this. You passed really well. High. It's not easy to get hold of. There is no way you could ever make enough to do anything other than like specific uses, like mass. No.
Okay. It's an expensive one as well, so you know.
Oh, all right, nice. How expensive? Appraise poison.
You might actually be able to know that. Let me double check.
Did you appraise check?
Okay, I can appraise good. I got good appraise. I do good appraise me. 21.
So you can't pin down the price exactly? Depends a lot on where you'd sell it. In the right place, up to $1,000. Nice. But that's like you have to find like real demand.
I need to find 6.
Realistically, million. You're looking at closer to like maybe 600 gold.
Okay. Can you open the trapdoor as well?
You already have, like, unlocked, all good.
I mean, the lock was like nothing.
Great, great. Really, right, let's head up then.
Let's go.
Know how.
But yeah,
good the poison was.
The longer we hang about, the more likely it is we're found, so let's keep moving.
I'll keep checking for traps.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. It was really helpful.
Yeah, was good work, Sasha. Well done.
Do you know what I didn't want to do? Be paralysed. So, that's good.
It does make a day better, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's fun to not be paralysed.
Yeah. Well,
so. You'd know, wouldn't you? That was a bad day.
Yes, it was.
So, you head up, yeah?
Yeah.
So you head up into a corridor that's actually in style similar to what you just left. Obviously, there's not a river running through it. It's a corridor. But it's the same sort of semi-worked stone. So there's the odd sign of tools, the odd bit of like metal reinforcement and so on. And it appears to run in both directions relative to the river that you've just left behind. So you could head upriver or downriver. From this distance, it's still not lit and you cannot see within the dark vision that you've got any side turnings at this stage.
Well, upriver seems like the way.
Yeah. We may need to explore both directions.
Follow the source.
Eventually, but yeah.
I agree. Let's find the source.
Okay, so you head upriver. Well, you know what I mean, up corridor, let's yes. say. And I think we'll take a break there and then come back when everyone dies.
Yeah.
Solid.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Okay, so you set off down the corridor. You're gonna make a hypothetical rolls here, don't mind me.
Just like doing them for fun, don't we?
Well, they are fun, that's the problem.
Just like making us worry about dice noise.
Wait, damn it!
You dropped it.
They all I've failed. Hemorrhaged
they
so
all,
many dice
they
today.
They all fail now.
That's
so,
like the sixth dice.
Them's the rules.
Sasha.
Yep.
After a while, you spot another trap.
Ooh. Oh, well, thanks for the free.
So actually, I do tend to sort of give free ones when they're kicking around, but you had to roll higher, basically.
I did get a 20.
Yeah, and when I was rolling for you just then, you got a 19.
Oh, you rolled for me. That's very nice.
So anyway, you spot a trap ahead of time. The reason I do this is because I didn't want you going, I check this square,
yeah.
I check this square,
say,
I check this square.
Passive perception and active perception.
I was about to say, maybe I should start sneaking now because we might be getting close to something.
I worked on the assumption that you were cautious, so it's like, if there's something to check, I should check. That's Bear in good. Mind, I might sometimes roll like that and there's nothing.
Just make decisions for me, Alex, so long as they're good ones.
So Sasha makes a series of optimal decisions.
Yay!
The campaign is solved. Everything went well.
That's cool.
What, guys?
Yay!
Also medals.
High five. Let's go to the pub.
The trap that you see is brutal, efficient, and would have been a living hell for one of the party members.
Oh, no. Is it a claustrophobia trap? Is it a beer dragon trap?
Is it an anti-magic trap?
Is it a age faster
it
trap?
It covers the width of the corridor and is almost flawless in terms of how it's been disguised.
Ooh. Quite surprised that you allowed me this one for free. But okay, let's go.
You haven't disabled it yet.
All right.
So bear in mind. Yeah. Can I get you to give the disabled device track? You know it is there.
Everybody
categorically.
Stop.
What?
Stop.
But the trigger is very impressive. So whatever the trap is.
Stop. Stand back, actually.
Okay.
Back. Back,
right.
You go back further.
Yep.
Further.
There's another trap.
Right. Further. Further.
It's about as far as it's sensible to go now.
Okay.
All right. Fine. Oh, you're really glad that you did because I got a natural one.
Ooh.
I think I took that hard in sacrifice.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Go from a 20 to a 1, love. Love dice.
I need you to give me a reflex save, and I can't stress this enough.
Do well. So it's 15 plus 10, so
25. Oh, nice.
Really important that you got that number.
Yay!
Wait, do you have magical rogue space yet?
No.
Not yet.
You must have evasion.
Rogue space.
Not improved evasion.
Yeah.
That's what I was asking. You'll take half damage.
So
no, you'll take zero damage if it's a reflex save.
If I got it,
So you trigger the trap, but don't get caught by it.
Woo!
To everyone down the corridor, the floor just disappears. To Sasha, not the whole corridor. The bit of the corridor that
really
was a trap. However, Sasha, you managed to get out of the way and let it happen. You've only read about this type of trap. It is hideous. It is awful. It's called a sinking coffin trap.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Oh, I see why that might be miserable for
people.
One of us
would have stepped on this. Yeah. They would have fallen into a tight metal box which would have sealed behind them, then dropped them into the river where they would have sunk and sunk and been washed away.
Wow.
You know that someone can survive in one of those boxes for about 10 minutes. To open the box once it's closed and someone's in it is near impossible, and to lift the box when it's in the water is effectively impossible. It is someone who has 10 minutes knowing that they will die in 10 minutes. It's horrific.
Oh, guys, goodness, this me. One this one is incredible. Let me talk you through it.
Okay.
Sasha enthusiastically tells you of the ways in which she nearly died.
Right.
Right, and then you would be stuck in it, right? So the thing is, it's a bit of an odd one for them to use here, because it's an amazing preventative device, right? Because if you hear that that's happened to someone, you ain't going down that thing, right? But
actually, you have one anecdote of the only time you've heard of it ever being used in other London. Someone did it just as a demonstration to others, and they made them fall into the outflow from like a slaughterhouse of the cold ice water, so that they were also freezing when it happened.
Right. So, I mean, it's very useful as a like...
That's horrible.
Yeah, it's okay. More of less of a trap, more of a kind of like repeatably settable torture device. Okay. Like distance torture, if you think about it, that's
also
pretty effective.
Just set randomly on a random corridor, it's going to be hard to find.
Why do you say random?
What I'm
maybe
saying...
going the right way.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
We should probably maybe be a bit careful, because these...
Yeah. Yes, let's be careful! Very careful!
These guys may mean, like, a
they
bit more
business yeah.
than...
Right. Cool. Well, yeah. I will be very pleased when we dismantle their operation and send them all to... jail or death. I mean, either's good, actually.
I mean, if they're doing this to people, yeah. Let's I'm behind that.
I mean, we could even put them in one of their own traps. I'd love to see one of them in action.
Let's not be cruel.
Yeah, all right. Fine.
But you do know the trap hasn't reset itself, so there's a section of floor missing. I am also happy to take 10 on this, because it is literally like a simple jump for you all.
Right.
The danger of this is it's incredibly quick and desperately fatal, but the actual, like, avoiding it once it's gone is trivial.
Cool, so let's go and
stay
have
careful.
A look around.
I'm going to check...
Yeah,
ahead.
You keep checking ahead.
I'll
we'll
also
do
be
this.
Looking, I think.
Can I get everyone, now that we're aware, to give me a perception check, please?
Ugh. 10.
Good noise.
Right, this is a useless roll.
8.
25.
Ooh, only 17.
I think Azu is so scared now that she's, like, paying the wrong attention to
stuff.
She's like, oh my god, what was that? It was a beetle. What if it's a trap beetle? You know?
A crack in the wall! A crack in the wall! Yeah.
There's something like a drips on your shoulder and you're like...
Were you alright?
Swing around with your axe. And people are like, what? Just testing my axe.
Testing. No, it's like it's like when Gimli went into the haunted passages. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can hear... Ooh.
Flipped a pencil and then freaked out.
You can hear muttering in Orcish.
Yeah. So, yeah, now I get to use the phrase I avoided earlier, which was, that would have been a living hell.
Genuinely, that is both Azu's and my worst fear.
So that was where I was going, this pipe's a living... No, that's not happened yet. That's not happened yet. That could happen later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Nasty.
So you continue along. You don't seem to encounter any other traps at this stage. However... Again, Sasha, though that pairing makes sense. Mm. It's one trap that makes you really clumsy, even if you manage to throw the poison off, combined with a trap where the only way to not get caught and immediately die is by basically doing what you did, which is jumping out the way, because to spot it was really difficult. So whoever put this place together, you know, hats off.
Yeah,
this isn't joke security.
I think this is sneaking from now on.
All right.
So heading along... You don't see any more traps for a good long while, until eventually
I'm literally doing the check every 5.
I'm fine with that. I am kind of assuming that.
Thank you very much.
And I think from that we are all being stealthy, or as stealthy as we are able to be.
I could even give Azu my cloak of elven kind.
Might be a good.
Till eventually you see the corridor just stops, in a large, apparently steel door with an inbuilt lock into it.
The door is at the end of the sentence. It's like the corridor just stops.
Huge.
Oh, right. Okay. I guess we're at the wrong end then. Right. Oh, why are we? that with a door?
It's almost like I realised at some point, I speak weird, what should I do? I should go into a job that involves lots of description so that no one knows what's happening.
It's cool. You speak English as if you learned it after German.
So the door.
Yeah. I'm going to check it for... You guys stand back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. And I'm going to check this for traps.
Okay. Be careful.
Further back.
I'm also going to be looking for traps just to make, like, for a level of security.
Okay.
Just because of the
trust.
It's not that I don't trust you. It's just that if you make a mistake, based on the severity of that last trap, you might just be dead. So rather than the chance of you just being dead, I want to maybe try and make it higher chance that you're not just dead. I think you're much better than me at this.
I'm sure it's hurt.
Definitely much better than me. I rolled a 10 again.
Well, with a 17. So that's 30.
30?
I did say I knew you were better than me.
Right, I've got nothing.
See, I feel sorry for you, but Sasha feels vindicated.
That's fair.
The door doesn't appear to be trapped, but it does appear to be a mechanical door, by which I mean it is a door that could slide and open and close itself. Do you know what I mean?
No.
So like a Star Trek door.
Oh, cool.
You know, automatic, like, door.
Yes, but I want to be clear, like, sliding, not, like, swinging open, swinging close.
Cool.
So like, all automatic doors?
You can get carousel doors.
And you can get ones that open in
whatever.
All right, cool. So do I now need to roll some disabled device in order to open it?
You will, just to get past the lock, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Oh, that's a natural one. So I'm liking the
I'm gonna throw ahead too.
Right.
For the sake of all of our sanity. I didn't actually necessarily need the roll on that one because
you can't find a trap. You need to punish me.
No, I'm just gonna say that you can take 20 on this one.
Oh, okay.
The reason I'm saying this is I'm assuming that you're not all going to be like, I can't do the lock immediately. I guess we give up and go home because you can't do it in 30 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
But by take 20, I mean, it's a tough lock.
All right.
It takes ages. A couple of times you're like, oh, damn it. Completely reset, go to the beginning.
Break for some food.
It does take you up to an hour. It's a good lock.
Okay.
And it has anti-lock picking stuff built into it.
Ooh. Cool.
So basically, if we were doing this under pressure, it would be not impossible.
Yes.
And luckily, we're in and no one knows we're here, as far as we know. Yeah.
For instance, if someone had maybe, I don't know, got themselves poisoned and they were a ticking time bomb and travelling on their own and had made it past the death trap, they would encounter a door that they can't get back and then are too far to travel back. Again, well thought out.
Oh, they just starve to death.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Nice, cool.
But you do manage to get the door open.
While eating breakfast with the other hand.
Sure. And then eventually... Should you choose to open it, it is just pushing it. It doesn't want to be opened manually as well, which slowed the whole thing down a lot. It wants to do it on its own.
Maybe try and charm the door.
The door says nothing.
I can help you open it.
And I was going to say, it's less than Star Trek doors and more Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes, yeah. No strength checks or anything. You can open it. You push it open. Okay. You see on the other side a...
gun.
Yeah. Man with a gun
army.
Who goes ha, ha, ha. Bang, end of episode, end of campaign.
Just this
Oscar
weird like corridor, circular corridor with like this spiral pattern. And like, I don't know what happens there.
So what you
just
do
back
see
at the beginning again.
Is exactly 20 feet away what seems to be a carbon copy of this door. And between the two is a cube room which has large metal tiles, each are about, hypothetically, 5 foot by 5 foot, again, on the walls, on the ceilings, etc. But it is a perfect cube, one door at one end, one locked door at the other end. And you can tell at a glance it's the same type of lock.
Is it featureless?
It looks...
Apparently.
I mean, it's got these metal tiles, but apart from that, there's nothing else in there.
So it's 5 by 5.
I mean, each square, I'd say.
How many squares? So it's a square. It's a cubic room.
Mm-hmm.
How big is the room?
So... hypothetically, I would say that there was maybe 1, 2, 3, 4 squares to a side.
Okay.
If those squares were 5 foot.
So 20 foot by 20 foot.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to put it in feet.
This is a strange room. Why would you just have a room in the middle of a corridor with a door on either side?
Because it's a horrifying trap.
Yes, this seems very suspicious.
Would you care to check for traps on the room? You don't have to.
Going to check for traps, but always in a very distant way.
Yeah.
Like with her tools at the end of extended sticks.
11 foot pole.
Yeah.
Classic.
Much so.
It's just an arms race.
Yeah. Between the people who make the poles and the people who design trap races.
Yep.
Yes. Get back. Further back. Back. Back up.
Is this far enough?
Fine.
No, is this far enough?
I've always wondered about the psychology of people who design these sort of places. It's like, well, if this corridor is used by anyone for maintenance purposes, it's going to be a real, you know, pain to constantly be going through these defences. I feel on some level...
It's pretty
easy. It's almost like they're designed as a challenge for people coming along trying to come in.
Sasha, that's nonsense. You know that coming the other way, this would be easy. All the traps are set to go off on one way, and you can just put the delay triggers and stuff. It's easy.
If you know it's there, then you just open the lock in the correct sequence. Honestly, these people... He's the son of a banker.
You'd think he'd know basic security.
Exactly.
Says Sasha's internal monologue.
Check for traps.
Oh, you are going to check for traps.
Yes.
Oh, no, we were just going to walk in, Alex.
I thought it was probably a puzzle room. Okay, that was 5 plus... So 18.
18?
Mm. There's no traps at all.
You don't see... You don't detect a trap.
Now remember, that doesn't mean there aren't any traps. It just means you know that you can't see them.
It also, so like so this isn't you think it's fine. But similarly, it could have nothing there.
Yeah.
Welcome to the joys of trap finding finally going the way it should.
Can you see anything?
I can't see anything.
Right.
But they've been really good so far.
Do you want me to shoot a tile?
That might be a good idea.
Yes. If we're very far away.
That's why I'd shoot one.
Yeah, Sasha backs up until she's behind Grizzop.
Right, I'm going to go 100 feet back.
Ooh.
Say, hey, Hamid, do you want to send your lights down?
Yep.
Thank you.
Right, I will take 20 aiming. And what I'm aiming at is the tile that is, or one of the tiles that is in front of the opposite door.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Are you just firing arrows?
Yes, I'm firing an arrow and I'm taking 20.
That's fine, yeah, yeah. Taking 20 means...
I can't fail...
You don't need, like, it's hitting a stationary target. That's from a trained archer from a sensible distance.
Basically,
fine.
I don't want to roll, because I don't want to roll a one.
You don't want to roll?
Yep. So anyway, I can avoid rolling a one, I'll do that.
The arrow, basically, I mean, because the angles, you can't square hit it, obviously, but at the same time, like, you manage to get a solid bounce off it. It doesn't seem to... Mm.
All right, well, I'll try hitting one square on, then.
I'm going to go for one in the wall next to the door, so I can actually get, like, a...
It makes a hollow noise, sort of like a clonk, rather than a solid thunk. But apart from that, nothing happens.
Look, I know this room is really suspicious, but at some point we're just going to have to cross it. There's only so much.
Well, feel free, Hamid.
Well, okay.
No.
Don't go, Hamid, don't go!
I don't really want to
You are literally the worst person to do it. It should be me.
No!
What?
Well, okay.
I think it should be Hamid.
I was going to say, look, if we're measuring up hardiness to agility, I'm basically probably the best bet.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to do any good, as the tomb proved. Oh. I'm sorry, but...
No, I would fall over.
Exactly. And, you know...
I mean, it's not that you're not going to do any good, Azu. It's just that they might be built to take advantage of someone like you.
This situation.
It smells lovely.
Oh, thank you. If you want to, if somebody wants to, intimidate people, I'm not going to do very well.
I don't know, mate. You could be quite angry.
Yeah, but I'm 4 foot nothing.
Yeah, but stabby.
Well, actually, I'm not even 4 foot nothing. I'm 3 foot 4 feet. And yeah, if
Grizzop exaggerates his height.
And if I do get
on his dating profiles, he's like, I'm 4 foot.
I think I'm actually also quite tall for a goblin.
Yeah, and obviously, Sasha, with you, you're probably better get out of the way. But if you do get
hit, I'm going to check for traps again. I'm just going to. Can I mechanically do that? Like taking 10, basically.
Doesn't really work like
that. Oh, okay, fine.
just do it. Okay.
Here we go.
Right.
Okay.
Good luck.
I'm going to tie a rope around your belt because if it's another one of those,
love it. Yeah. Thanks. Really good idea. Okay. Cool. Here I go. Walking into the room. Right, let's go.
Yeah, and I'm gonna do the sort of like if you're trying to walk across a cold floor, like the kind of like, tiptoe sort of thing from like tile to tile, but like try and make as little contact with each tile as possible and be like on there for as little time as possible.
Oh God, I'm gonna die.
Quite possible.
Have you got another
the better time is just to be very carefully and slowly walk on one tile at a time.
I have two characters currently extant in the world.
Yeah.
I don't even need to make a new character when I want to.
Oh no!
Shall I make a reflex save?
Nothing happens.
I think,
right. Is it on a delay?
Wait, 10 seconds.
Can we come in here?
I listen really hard for like any mechanical clonks or anything or ticking.
Ooh, give
or...
me a perception check.
Natural 20. Ooh.
Natural 20. You hear like the odd drip of like moisture in the sort of surrounds of this room, but that's it. So you definitely get the impression that there are hollow spaces on the other side of some of these panels.
I can hear water or liquid.
It's not like rushing. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
come
yeah,
on.
No, it's, like
it's just that sort of.
Well, I guess I'll come join you.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's see if we can open the door on the other side.
Oh yeah.
Oh, wait, is it? You... Hang on. How do you open this thing? Can I just like? Is it from the other side? Is it like press a button or something?
Same as before. This was made so that people coming out have an easy time. Keep people going
I
back.
I guess I have to join you and try and open it.
Wait.
I'm gonna hop kind of out, tie the rope round you.
Okay.
Because it might be that it needs a certain amount of weight,
yeah.
And I do not hit that limit.
Okay. All right, gang. Right. Well, we'll see.
Because I am 36 pounds.
It could just be that there's nothing in this Plus room, guys.
Yeah, right.
Yes,
I mean,
who
would build a room like this?
Yeah, and yes,
well, maybe
their
whole point was to psychologically torture people trying to come through.
Cool. They're very good at that.
Because if the alternative is immediately dying, I'm going to be maybe a little careful.
I'm just saying, if I was designing a really deadly trap, I'd definitely put it in a random section of corridor with no obvious identifying features.
That's...
and not in the really obvious spooky-looking room.
That's fine, but also, what if that wasn't the case and we died?
Yep. Well, I'm going to go anyway, because it seems like it, whatever happens will be less painful than this conversation.
I'll hold on to your rope.
Fair.
Cheers. Right, so Sasha just walks across. Doesn't seem like there's much point trying to go either slowly or fast. Either could be deadly.
Now.
Yeah.
I mean, this could be nothing at all.
Mm.
But it could be something.
Yeah.
Are you going to roll a single check? Are you going to take 10? Are you going to take 20? Knowing that, I mean, taking 20, you fail at least once.
No, I don't...
To open the door.
To open the door.
Yeah, so she's going to check the door for traps.
Check the door for traps.
18 plus 13. Yeah, I'm gonna try one of the dozen other options. 18 plus 13 is 31. 31. Right, yeah.
The door is definitely going to trigger a trap in this room. Definitely going to trigger a trap in this room.
Right, so...
Almost certainly the reason that the doors have that weird mechanical thing is so that it can lock them in
whatever.
And do something to you.
Yep.
And you know that the trigger,
yep.
Unless you can disable it, is going to be opening the door will make the thing happen.
I'm going to try and disable it. Right, get back, guys. The trap is the door.
Okay.
Back. Further back.
What happens if you trigger it?
Well, I guess...
I've got her on a rope.
What if we can wedge...
Her.
Can we wedge this one open?
We don't know that happens yet, so I'm trying to find that information out in character.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think that you guys should probably go back further than the other door, so that if anything happens, it's only me that gets it.
Okay.
What will happen if you trigger the trap?
I just assume there's a reason that there's two very strong doors.
Well, what if we wedge this door open?
I mean,
yeah,
somehow.
So you can get out.
You could try that.
Sure. Wait, hang on a minute. How hard is adamantine? It's very, right?
Yeah.
You've got an adamantine dagger, right?
Not my dagger!
There is a factory full of them! Like, 5 miles down the road, and this is really happy to give it to you!
This one is mine!
Look, I'll get you more daggers! Is it worth your life?
Roll of praise?
Just stick it in the door!
They gave me this one!
Adamantium's job is it's really hard!
It'll get blunted!
Then sharpen it!
I mean, it's quite difficult to sharpen an adamantine dagger.
We're literally
in Damascus! Adamantine
dagger. They probably have an adamantine sharpener for sale because everyone buys adamantine from here! Can we please get on with this and not die?
Can't you put like someone's armour instead? That seems bigger.
This all steel! The door will crush it! The point of adamantine is it's really hard!
The dagger's really small.
Just give me the dagger! Give me the dagger! Sasha, give me the dagger so you don't die! Give me the dagger so you don't
Sasha,
die.
Come on, you get it back as soon as... If you open the door successfully, the dagger won't get hurt.
Exactly.
It's extra motivation.
Give me the dagger so you don't die. Please.
Please, Sasha. I don't want you to die.
Oh,
Okay.
Thank you. Azu, jam this in the gears.
Oh.
I do that.
You can't see gears, but what you can do is just jam it under the door so that the door could not close without going past the dagger, basically.
Yeah, that's what I do. Just... It will be all right.
Hammer it in with your axe.
I whisper.
Try hammering silently.
No, I whisper that, because once it's hammered, there's nothing Sasha can do about it.
What do you do, Azu? I need a yes or no.
I don't hammer it in with my axe, but I probably like kick it to be a bit more firmly in right there.
Give me the disabled device. Give me the disabled device, Sasha.
That is only 22.
What did you roll?
A 7.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, I thought it was a 1 from here.
Oh.
No. That's definitely a 7.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
You unlock the door.
Hey. Yeah.
Nothing happens.
Yay! Oh, give me my dagger back.
Clunk, 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 clunk. Suddenly, you see panels start to vibrate on the sides of the door. Flip up, exposing 4 huge pipes pointed at both doors.
Okay.
And you hear the distinct sounds of a torrential onrush of water.
Well, Sasha goes through the front door.
I'm going to end the episode there.
Oh! Okay, cool.
So yeah, that's you.
Yeah, cool.
This you week. Need to separate the party with some sort of weird water trap.
Also,
whatever happens next is completely on your head, Alex.
I've got a theme.
Call cliffhanger, Alex. I'm sure the audience really appreciates that. Thanks, Alex. Thalex. All right. Bye.
Is the dagger okay?
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
In all seriousness, we're slightly over time, it's 4:15, but f*** off leaving that for us on that cliffhanger. Who wants to play the next episode?
Yeah, how are you feeling?
We haven't said bye to everyone yet, technically.
I'm fine.
F*** off, everyone. We need to get on with it. Bye!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello all, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Program. The Program audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The program is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about the program at www.rustyquill.com or www.programaudioseries.com or search for The Program Audio Series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.